Welcome to Deborah Byrne Psychology Services Podcast. I am Deborah Byrne, a psychologist, and your host for today. In my podcasts, I talk about a wide range of topics, including relationships, parenting, education, disability, mental health, and the most important topic I consider of all, self-care. I like to keep it informative and practical so that you can become empowered. This podcast is for adults and is for informational purposes only and should never replace your regular therapy sessions. Episode 117, Retirement Planning. It's more than your pension. For most of us, if we think about retirement planning, we think about the finances needed and getting a personal pension plan organised. But we don't think about the lifestyle, mental or physical health implications that also occur. Long-term studies indicate that retirement planning is more about making a mental health adjustment than anything else. Retirement is ranked as the 10th most stressful event we can encounter in life. So you can understand that the way we think about retirement has to change also. Studies about retirement do show a decline in physical and mental health. These changes can, in particular, occur around areas such as heart, cancer, stroke, diabetes, social isolation, financial worries, and housing concerns. Men, in particular, have a higher risk of developing psychiatric problems. Our identity can become so caught up in our work role that we view retirement as a negative. We see it as a lack of a challenge. Plus, we won't have the same work structure, and we think we are no longer contributing to society. These are all linked to a lowering of our self-esteem. Studies have shown that addictions, alcohol, drugs and gambling can become problematic during retirement. But it's not all doom and gloom. Yes, replacing structures we had at work can be a problem, but not an insurmountable one. The benefits of reduced levels of work-related stress does aid sleep and a better work-life balance may be gained. There are many ways in which we can mitigate the problems associated with retirement also, with a little pre-retirement planning. It will all really come down to how you view your retirement. First off, let's understand the five emotional stages of retirement so we can plan ahead. 1. Imagination stage. This occurs around 6 to 15 years before retirement day. The focus will all be on planning for retirement, not just your pension, but fantasizing about what your retirement will look like. People in this stage usually have high expectation of adventure and feeling of empowerment. 2. Anticipation stage. Up to 5 years prior to retirement day. This can be an exciting time, but can also include anxiety and doubts. It is a great time to explore retirement hobbies or interests and do some further planning. Concerns do arise about health and covering costs of any medical conditions that might arise. It is also about a time when people who are very focused on work ask themselves who they will be if they are not the job they currently occupy. For instance, if I am not a doctor, who will I be? If I'm not a plumber, who will I be, etc. People like this have their identity and self-esteem tied into their work role and earning capacity. They should seek therapy long before retirement to help them adjust. 3. Liberation stage. Up to 1 year after the day of retirement. Also known as the honeymoon stage, most people are enjoying retirement, not setting the alarm clock, etc. During this stage, people make adjustments, maybe thinking of downsizing, and are generally still keeping busy. There is a sense of euphoria in this stage, and it lasts about a year. But after a year, people wake up and begin to ask, now what? 4. Reorientation stage. About 2 to 15 years after retirement. This period is all about adjusting to new routines, activities, relationships, etc. The enthusiasm has waned, and for most people, it can be a time of dejection or purposelessness. This can stem from a sense of not knowing what to do with your time, plus if any financial loss has occurred. 5. Reconciliation stage. This is around 16 plus years after retirement. At this stage, most people have reached a level of contentment, hopefulness, and acceptance. People have made the adjustments they needed. No matter what stage you're at, remember that no matter what path you are on, you can and probably will change. We all evolve, change, and grow throughout our lives. We can make the necessary adjustments we have to with a little planning and soul searching. So what do we do? Find out what you want to do. Most people have unrealistic expectations of retirement, so evaluating your current life to find out what you want for retirement is the first key to success. Being proactive helps us to try and avoid unnecessary mistakes. It is the best way forward. Studies have shown that most successful retirees plan out their life. Deciding on where you are now, where you want to be in retirement, is crucial. Then take the necessary steps to close the gap. The one question to keep in mind while asking the following questions is, what action steps do I need to start taking now to move me closer to where I want to be? Make an action plan to move you closer to your goal and stick with it. So, some questions to ask. 1. Review your current priorities. Do you have a good basic self-care plan in place? If not, get one. 2. Have you got good healthy boundaries? If not, why not? 2. Do you want to continue working or continue to work even part-time or volunteering, which has been shown to be crucial to long-term happy retirement for most people? Questions you might want to ask yourself around this are, work full-time or part-time, stay in the same job if possible, or as a consultant or trainer, learn a new skill, take up a new hobby or interest that could become a part-time source of income, or become an entrepreneur, all worth investigating. 3. Where do you want to live? Take professional advice before making big decisions like these. So ideas you might want to think about are, do I want to stay in the family home, downsize, move to another area, buy a second property for rental income? 4. Will you still have dependents? Your own children. What would happen if you had a dependent child and you died? What about any grandchildren that you may have that are dependent on you? 5. Around your health. Do you have health needs already? How are you looking after your health and fitness currently? 6. Your pension. Is it adequate to meet your needs? You need to take professional advice on this one, I'm afraid. Plan, manage ahead is key to mitigate some of the physical and mental health problems. 1. Stay as active as possible. That's important, especially if you want to have good health in and during retirement. So building flexibility and strength, plus walking, swimming, etc. are all shown to benefit your mental and physical health also. 2. Get involved is also important. Group activities, volunteering, working part-time. Again, isolation, financial concerns are all problems for retirees. So getting involved will help reduce these. 3. Self-care is vital. A basic self-care plan, healthy boundaries, reviewing your priorities at irregular intervals will help. 4. Make time for your relationships. Your partner, your family, your friends are especially important to help reduce isolation and loneliness. 5. Make sure you're having regular medical checkups, not just before retirement, but during retirement is crucial. 6. Eat right. For some, your appetite might change, so take professional advice on how to eat right for you. 7. Meditation is important to reduce stress. Remember, retirement can be the 10th biggest life stressor. 8. Continue to set new goals, aims, and plans. Never stop planning, dreaming, and taking steps forward. Remember, you will continue to evolve and change during your entire lifetime. 9. Nurture a positive attitude. This has been shown as one of the best practices you can have for retirement, as retirement is as much about your mental state as your physical or financial one. 10. If you're struggling, ask for professional help. You are not alone. If you're struggling financially, seek advice to make sure you are getting all that you're entitled to. In Ireland, MABS can help with this. Making the mental adjustment to retirement is as equally important as planning your pension. So please be proactive and have a plan. It will help alleviate so many problems for you physically and mentally if you do. Work with me. Remember, you are allowed to ask for help. No one is an island. If you need extra support, then you can also work with me. We all struggle with stress and overwhelm from time to time. If you find this has become a problem for you and you'd like some support, then schedule an appointment with me. There are links to many helpful blogs, podcasts and videos in the original post, and I'll place a link to it in the description below. thank you for listening to my podcast today. This podcast is also available in a blog format, which you can access at www.deborahburnpsychologyservices.com. Don't forget, you can also subscribe to this podcast, follow me on social media at DB Psychology, or subscribe to our mailing list, which is full of freebies and keeps you up to date on the latest blogs and podcasts. Be sure to tune in next week.